Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to Episode 179.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by ShopPad, one of the most respected Shopify partners building apps and solutions for over 400,000 merchants around the world. And their flagship product is called Mesa. Now, Mesa is an automation platform and the easiest way to integrate any e-commerce app with your online store. And it's the only automation platform designed exclusively for Shopify and Shopify Plus powered brands. Now, Mesa allows you to create workflows that automatically carry out repetitive tasks, freeing up valuable time to focus on scaling your business operations. Now, they have a no-code workflow builder that allows anyone to create automation through a simple point-and-click interface. You can set up email notifications, schedule tasks, delay workflows, all with the simplicity of Mesa's built-in features. Now, if workflow automation is new to you, don't worry. Mesa also has a free and growing library of templates that will get you set up quickly with the most popular tasks for any business on Shopify. Now, you can try Mesa for free at absolutely no cost. They have a 14-day free trial, so go check them out at getmesa.com. That's GetMesa.com. And their team of experts will support you on your journey of Shopify automation and improving efficiencies. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are, if you're listening here today, you're definitely in the right place. I have new episodes. They come out twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog directly from E-Commerce Fastlane. I think I'm up to 180-ish, 190-ish episodes now. So there's lots of great content, a lot of great Shopify partners, and a lot of great interviews there. Now, today's episode, I'm excited to have Casey Armstrong on, who's the Chief Marketing Officer from a company called ShipBob, which is very interesting. I had him on the show, believe it or not. We'll probably chat about this in a second, but July 18th of 2019. So it's been, gosh, episode 52, I believe. And man, things have really changed in the last couple of years, and I'm sure we're going to dig into it. One thing about ShipBob, if you don't know who they are, they're a global logistics platform. Like, just think 3PL, like a third-party logistics company. But they also have a tech-enabled part of it. So it's a lot of technology and warehousing that all fit together. And they really do help fulfill a lot of these massive kind of e-commerce orders, these direct-to-consumer brands. One thing I noticed on their website that's changed recently that I think is fantastic, their mission really is to make Shopify merchants more successful by offering a lot of different features. One is best-in-class fulfillment, so the customers can get their orders fast and affordably, and I think that's what they expect. This is a very timely conversation because right now I believe we're just going into back-to-school season and the much-anticipated kind of Q4 holiday time. So welcome, Casey, to your Encore recording.
Steve, thank you very much for having me back again.
My pleasure. I know we were chatting in the green room before recording. We got to have you on annually because I know there's so much content and so much conversation to happen around the 3PL business, the fulfillment, the post-purchase experience, shipping, marketplaces. There's lots of stuff going on. And, you know, ShipBob really is a necessary piece of software and a necessary kind of technology and warehousing that allows these brands to get the stuff as fast as the customer demand it in today's environment. So I got to make sure I have you on. So after we're done recording today, we're going to make sure we update our calendars.
I like that. And plus, our companies are doing so much more together. I mean, you guys didn't even have a I don't think the Shopify Plus certified program when we spoke last. And, you know, now we've been working very closely together. We have some really exciting brands launching together. And, you know, we've been doing so much with Shopify Plus and Shopify for years.
Yeah, no, I love it. That's incredible. Kudos out to the team at ShipHub to be on a certified Klarna Plus technology or app partner. There's a lot of, you know, privacy and security and the scalability factor that goes along with, you know, being invited and approved to be on that program. So it just shows the quality of the service that you offer. So that's fantastic. So maybe on a high level first, let's, you know, share with the audience about what does ShipBob do and the sorts of problems that your platform solves for Shopify brands.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, we are a global fulfillment platform. We have, with our count of locations, it changes. Our ops team is working so hard. It seems to change like every week, but I believe we're at 25 locations today. We have 20 in the US. We have one in Canada. We have one in Ireland. We have one in we have two in the UK, and we have one in Australia. And so we work with thousands of Shopify brands. We ship millions of items every month. And like you mentioned as well, from the technology standpoint, it's not just the software that our customers use, so our shared merchants, but it's also the technology that powers everything within the fulfillment centers, which is extremely key. Because that way, the data that our customers are seeing in their dashboard, it's all coming from, you know, the same source of truth, and just really from like a unified experience, whether it's, you know, our next location here in Southern California where I am, or it's our next location, you know, over in Europe or Australia, it's everything's running on the same solution.
Yeah, I know. I love that. And I know that kind of the internationalization has been a very important topic for a lot of brands. And now with, you know, with Brexit and understanding VAT, and there's lots of things going on and people really want to figure out even expansion into Canada. I have quite a few American brands that are saying, well, how do I sell into Canada and the whole cross-border situation? And so it'd be interesting now that you have an Ottawa, Canada location and you're fulfilling from there. I think it's very interesting for brands that want to dabble into the Canadian market. There's 35 million people here. So imagine not selling in California or Florida or New York. That's the challenge of not selling into Canada effectively. And I know ShipBob is solving that problem right now of, wow, I get an instant access to 35 million customers without having to deal with the cross-border problem. Just get all the product or a select amount of product to test the Canadian market into the Ottawa location, then have ShipBob do the rest.
Yeah, it's an exciting challenge to solve with our merchants, you know, our partners like you, where there's, I think the first nut to crack was really the payment side. Next was really platform. And I know that you guys have been working a lot on allowing for, you know, multi-store, multi-currency, multi-language, you know, and next is, I think, really fulfillment. And that's what we're focusing on there, because brands, at the end of the day, they just want to, you know, the world's becoming smaller or more flat, and people just want to sell to their, you know, customers all over the world. And so it's an exciting challenge.
Absolutely. So let's share a little bit about the founder's journey, because I think it's always important to set the stage a bit about, you know, why people build what they build and why ShipBob has been growing. I mean, you're part of the marketing team, and there's, you know, obviously there's a founding team. So maybe you can share today a little bit about what you know that uniquely positions them, I guess, on a couple points. Number one, to have the desire, and number two, maybe to have the expertise. There's technology here, and then there's physical infrastructure. So maybe you can just kind of share how this founding team got together and kind of where they're at today.
Yeah, so it was founded by Dhruv Saxena and Devay Gulati. They actually were childhood friends over in India, and they moved over to the US in their teens. And their first startup, I believe it was called Snail Mail Picks, where you could send in some photos and they would print them out and ship them to you. And so that was their first foray into the direct-to-consumer space. And what they noticed, and you know, Dhruv, especially being an engineer, and trying to build and think through these things as an engineer would, they kept seeing a lot of the same people at the post office. And that was the biggest pain point of them trying to scale their brands. And so that was really when the light bulb went off for them. We're like, okay, why are these people, why are these entrepreneurs like us waiting in line and spending so much time in the post office? This seems very backwards. This is not helping me scale my business. And so, very long story short, that's when the light bulb went off and they launched ShipBob. it's fascinating to, you know, really dive into the early days of these companies and what they thought was a good idea at the time. So they were actually driving to people's houses or locations and picking up their items and then fulfilling it on their behalf or driving it to the post office. And that was the very, very early days of ShipBob, which has now evolved into a global fulfillment network. But they were actually wearing these like sailor hats and picking things up directly from people's homes.
Wow, love it. You know, and I think that's the thing is like, you know, you can iterate and pivot a bit along the way, but you actually have to get into the weeds, I think, and actually see the opportunity and actually do the work at the early stage and then just keep pivoting and pivoting and pivoting. And then all of a sudden, you know, with Drew being, you know, part of the engineering side of the business, but still getting in there and doing the physical work, just have a lot more appreciation for, you know, the problem that you are solving. Sounds great.
Completely agree.
So let's talk a little bit about some marketing, because I think that's kind of why a lot of brands listen. And I believe that a lot of them, from at least the conversations that I have, I, you know, have a book of business and a lot of the conversations are around a, how can we, you know, drive some net new visitors to my website, more top of funnel marketing. But I also think that there is some interesting dialogue right now about privacy laws, and you think of GDPR and CCPA, and, you know, you think about what Apple's doing right now. They launched their, you know, iOS 14.5 has been released. I know iOS 15 update by not allowing for the tracking of opens for email and a bunch of other different things. And I'd call it even the cookie-less future that, you know, Google's been talking about too. So it's quite interesting. And many are, I believe now, are seeing the importance more of focusing on their retention efforts and kind of the post-purchase experience. And so, like, what are some of the opportunities that you see on your end? Since you have thousands of customers that are connected to ShipBob, what are the opportunities right now that you guys have discovered that can help merchants kind of based on the climate that we're involved in right now?
What's really important for us over at ShipBob is that we are empowering the merchants and the brands that we work with. And part of that is allowing them to have that direct relationship with their customers. I know there are different channels and platforms out there that do not share that information with the brands. But again, that's really important for us. And with all the changes from Apple and Facebook and Google, it's more important now than ever. And so, you know, through, you know, if they're selling through Shopify, using something like Klaviyo and ShipBob is, again, really having that direct relationship with their customers. Also, because of the great solutions like who I mentioned, Shopify, Klaviyo, ShipBob, and others, it's become easier and easier to sell online, as you know. And so the competition continues to ramp up greatly, which is one of the many reasons why it has been more difficult, let's say, to advertise on channels like Facebook. And so another way that we really like to highlight where ShipBob can come into play is to differentiate from your competition very quickly. That way you're providing that fast and affordable shipping or fast and free shipping across the world, where a lot of brands cannot do that today. And so you don't need to be a multi-trillion dollar company like Amazon to offer that. You can just be a one-person shop. I love talking to our customers and hearing their stories where there was this woman we worked with. She just opened up her first physical location. But when we started working with her in 2018, she was doing about $200,000 in revenue. Fast forward to 2020 and COVID, she actually did $1.3 million in revenue, and she was a solopreneur. She was running her entire company completely by herself because she was able to use, you know, some of these technologies out there that I mentioned prior, and also a solution like ShipBob, where she didn't have to touch any of her physical inventory. She didn't have to ship any of it out. She could focus on, you know, the sales and the marketing, and equally importantly, that relationship with her customers and that community building, which is more important now than ever.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point. One thing that I've noticed too about founders and solo founders, even like people with small teams and stuff, because I do manage quite a few brands, I find that having it outsourced or having technology available to do what the technology needs to do and let the experts take care of that and then let the human take care of the more the high value, the marketing, the relationships, like you said, and the community building, the retention strategy and building that up. I think that's more important than maybe in the minutia and the day-to-day operations of the fulfillment side of the business. It's an important part, but who wants to learn the warehousing business? Maybe at the beginning you do when you're doing a couple orders a day, 10 orders a day, but you know, if you're doing 50 orders a day, is that really the best use of your time to be fulfilling and boxing and packaging and the labor that goes along with all of that? I believe there's better ways, and that's where ShipBob kind of fits into that mix.
Well, and real quick, Steve, if you don't mind me jumping in, I mean, it's really this Sisyphean task where it's never done. Or if it is, that means you don't have a business. And so, you know, if you get those, and I agree with what you said, is people should probably do it themselves at the start just to understand some of the fundamentals and what actually happens from order coming in to finding the item and pick, pack, shipping it out. How do you get it to the carrier? But if you're doing those 50 orders a day, and which is great, and then you go, okay, well, I want to double my business. Well, now you have to do that with 100 orders a day or 200 orders a day. And so it never ends. And then you wake up the next day, and the beauty of selling online is, you know, your business can work for you while you sleep. And so you wake up the next day and you've got 10 more orders before you've even gotten out of bed. And so you've got to pick and pack those. And so, yes, it never really ends.
Kind of reminds me of the good old days when I had my optical startup in the contact lens market, and really was, you know, 4 or 5 orders a day, and that 10, 50, 100. And then it turned into like literally almost 1,000 orders a day. And it was really challenging wholly owning a warehouse and doing all the fulfillment. And then the people that required to run the warehouse, we had to hire people. And then there was shipping errors and all these different things where ShipUp has, you know, processes and systems to guarantee the pick, pack, and ship accuracy. And then connecting to Shopify correctly, so the right location where it's being picked from and where it's being shipped to, that what's being shown in the cart is correct. So it's very interesting, and you're definitely preaching to the choir. One thing that I noticed that was interesting about the post-purchase experience that comes up a lot on my radar is about returns management. You know, and I typically recommend a couple different, I guess, solutions out there. Shopify does have a little bit of a basic kind of native solution that's available for returns, but most brands kind of either pick Happy Returns or Loop Returns, maybe even Narvar if they're on the high end, or Returnly. These are like great platforms as a service, I'm going to call them, that really understand the post-purchase experience and give credits and can let people instantly exchange things or local drop off without having to do any shipping labels and stuff like that. And that's more where Happy Returns fits in. But these are really our purpose-built solutions. Great customer experience. So does ShipBob connect to these sorts of platforms, or, you know, what does that experience look like?
Yeah, so you can do your returns solely through ShipBob if you would like. But we also partner very closely and integrate with, you know, those that you mentioned, Happy Returns, Loop, and Returnly. And what's great about those solutions is that's what they spend all day, every day thinking about, is how can they make the broader return space and experience much better. And so it's not just solely facilitating a return, but it could be, how do you get your money back as well? So is that instant credit, whether that's, again, refunding you directly, or is that giving you credits back to the company? Something that I believe, that I know Loop does, and maybe some of the others, is you can actually return an item, get store credit plus X dollars or X percent on top. And what's pretty cool with a solution like that is, one, it's a great customer experience, because returns in general is just pretty painful. But also, even though, let's say, the merchant is giving even more money back to the end consumer, now they have that credit, and they've seen historically people buy even more than they have credit for. And so it's a way to utilize returns as a way to increase your average order value.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, because I know a lot of brands that I talk to, they already have a returns management solution. I think in the early days, you just email customer support and someone's manually taking care of it. But, you know, that's not a scalable way of offering a post-purchase kind of returns or exchange experience. And these ones, you're right, they wholly focus on doing that sort of thing. It's interesting to note, though, that since ShipBob does have that feature in there, that, you know, if returns aren't large for you, then, you know, maybe at this point in your journey that there's no need for another third-party solution like Happy Returns or Loop or Returnly, that can be done wholly through ShipBob, more of a one-off. You only do a few a week, or, you know, it sounds like it's a straightforward process that can happen, and the right warehouse can get the right return. It goes back into stock, and you know, I'm sure there's some internal processes about the condition of the return and the amount of the refund, and, you know, is it scrapped or is it, you know, refurbished, and these sorts of things. So probably another conversation for how we handle the return side of it. But I did want to pivot a bit over to marketplaces, because it's another conversation about, like, brands wanting to expand their reach. And I think, like, Amazon for sure is, you know, elephant in the room for sure. But then there's lots of others out there. There's Walmart, there's eBay, there's Target and Best Buy. I mean, there's so many different marketplaces that keep expanding. And so are you able to walk us through a little bit about why this might be a great option for a Shopify brand today? And then how does ShipBob help facilitate a lot of these marketplace orders?
Yeah, one of the many reasons why I just love working in this space is you get to work with so many small businesses, and these entrepreneurs are so creative in how they run their business and how they try to stand out from the pack. And they're always pushing at the edges to see what's possible. You know, you look at some of the brands that thrived years ago. You know, I'm simplifying it greatly, but honestly, it could be, hey, Shopify plus Instagram and whatever, ship through ShipBob and call it a day. And you could build a multi-million dollar business or a business doing tens of millions of dollars. Some people might still be able to pull that off to an extent today, but the competition is so much larger. And also the evolution of these founders has improved greatly also as there's so much education in the space. And so we've seen these sellers much earlier in their journey start to sell through multiple channels. And so it won't be solely through Shopify, but it will be through those marketplaces. It will be through physical retailers, possibly. And so that's a huge focus for us. You know, our mission is really to empower these brands of all sizes around the world, regardless of how or where they're selling. If that's through Amazon, if that's through Walmart.com, when those orders come in, we want to be able to pick, pack, fulfill those extremely quickly. And so we've been investing very heavily into that to enable that and also allow these brands to get that Amazon level experience, that prime type badge across, you know, not just Shopify, but across, you know, all the different marketplaces.
So somebody has Shopify store and they use ShipBob to fulfill their direct to consumer on their website. If an Amazon order comes in and it's not FBA, so it's not fulfilled by Amazon, but you still want to have that fast service. If I'm understanding this correctly, the order is generated over on Amazon. Say they're a Prime customer, they make, well, it wouldn't be a Prime, but say they're an Amazon customer, they make a purchase. And then is there notification back into the Shopify admin that in fact there has been an Amazon order? And then is there another trigger at that point to saying, hey, Amazon order, and then bang, that goes off to ShipBob for fulfillment on behalf of that Amazon order?
So there's multiple ways you can set it up because I know Shopify connects with everybody. And so we can ingest everything directly from Shopify, or we can ingest everything directly from the marketplace. So let's say you're selling through Walmart.com or Amazon or eBay. We can ingest those orders directly and then fulfill there, or we can ingest them directly from Shopify. So several different ways to set it up, whichever is, you know, best for the merchant.
I see. Okay, cool. Now I understand. I'm going to pivot a bit over now to CRMs because it's another interesting piece of technology that Shopify doesn't do natively, but it's a necessary part. And one of the big tools that I see a lot of people using is Gorgeous. It's very, very popular. Can you share why you decided to partner with Gorgeous and like what are some of the benefits that you get when you have ShipBob maybe as the fulfillment partner, but you pair that with Gorgeous as the CRM?
Yeah. So with us, I think people are starting to see fulfillment more broadly now. I mean, supply chains had such a magnifying glass on it over the last year and a half, to say the least. And so people are utilizing fulfillment and their, let's say, 2-day or free 2-day shipping higher up in the funnel. So pre-purchase. But obviously, it really comes into play post-purchase. It's, okay, so somebody comes to your website and they can check out through Shop Pay and in like, you know, a minute, but then it takes 7 days to get there. Like, that's not a good experience. And so really focusing on that post-purchase experience, and then naturally what's part of that post-purchase experience is that customer relationship and that support side of the business. And so that's where, you know, Gorgeous, who you called out, does such a great job. They really saw the market that Zendesk was eating up and said, let's do that solely for e-commerce. So I just love how they're approaching it. We have so many customers that we share. And so we just launched an integration directly with them. And so that way, you can start pushing all of your ShipBob information and more information directly into Gorgeous and be able to reply to your customers very quickly with all of that at your fingertips. So you're not having to jump across a bunch of different platforms because obviously customers, they want to get their answers quickly, but also you want to allow your reps, you know, your support reps and support team to be much more efficient as well.
So Casey, you know, one thing that's interesting about the show is I would say, and maybe for everyone listening, is that we love to hear stories. I think it's very inspiring to understand what others have done. You know, obviously with, you know, thousands of customers that use ShipBob as their fulfillment partner, it'd be great if you could, I don't want to put you on the spot at all here, but do you have anybody of note or as of late that you can share one specific customer and, you know, just what happened maybe pre-ShipBob and then what happened when they came on board with you and then what sort of details or any kind of results or KPIs or successes happened as a result of kind of making the decision to get involved with you folks?
Yeah. So I've got a bunch in mind. I could spend all day talking about that. Let's see, a recent one that we spoke to and shared their story is 100 Thieves. And so those of you in the gaming world might be familiar with them. I know that Shopify has sponsored some teams in the esports world. And so I'm sure many of you are familiar with 100 Thieves. They're a massive brand and they have such a huge following. So they'd always do these apparel drops where they'd have to fulfill tens of thousands of orders per drop. And so just as a lot of us have experienced in the Kickstarter space is, you know, it takes months to get your items. And sometimes it's not just from a manufacturing standpoint, but it's also because it's one or two people that are picking and packing all of these. And so I just love their story on how they've been able to grow just this massive brand and really lead the esports charge. And then also by working with us, because they're not trying to build a world-class e-commerce operations business. And so they can work with us. And so where, you know, they can focus on getting those tens of thousands of orders per drop and just handing it off to us. And so that's been just a lot of fun working very closely with them. And also just to call out there is sometimes we talk to these sellers and they were like subconsciously like thwarting their growth because they're like, well, I don't want to pick and pack 10,000 orders. But this way, you know, really, I think unleashes the creativity and your focus on growth because you know that there's somebody on the other end to take care of the rest.
That's perfect. That's good to hear. I'll make sure I put that link. I did notice that on the blog. I subscribed to your blog. I'll make sure I put all these links in the show notes for 100 Thieves. It's pretty cool. Actually, one of my team members actually manages that account.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What's interesting though, you're right. They shouldn't be involved in the operations side of the business. They should be there in the marketing side and building community because that's really what the gaming and the esports kind of world is right now. It's building community, raving fans. And just, you know, when someone places an order or does these large drops, these flash sales, I think it's important to have a technology company like ChipBob to be able to handle it. You got the inventory there. Does it get out quickly? And I think that's a good call out. And thanks for sharing that story. One thing that's interesting too is about the back to school season that's started right now. I believe we're getting close to Q4 now for the holiday season. This is very anticipated. This is where, you know, the bulk of the money is being made. I know e-commerce is, you know, massively out of control now, still kind of in a pandemic. People are used to buying online, but, you know, the holiday season in general is where the bulk of the revenue is made. And Shopify is really investing heavily into making sure that we have that continued reliability and scalability that goes along with how busy we actually are right now. But I just would wonder from your perspective, is there anything that a brand can do today? I'm doing my own list of things with the brands that I manage. But are there any certain questions that maybe a Shopify brand should be asking themselves right now to kind of prepare for Q4 or this kind of holiday season time?
So I know I'm biased because, you know, I'm coming from the fulfillment and the supply chain side of the world. But when you think of what were the biggest pain points last year, and I think we're going to see some very similar situations this year, is as you see this influx in orders, can you get them out the door that quickly? And equally importantly, will the carriers actually pick them up? And so that's been a huge focus for us last year and this year is partnering with a lot of regional carriers. And so we work really closely with UPS, USPS, FedEx, DHL, but a lot of them were setting these hard limits in how many orders or how many items or packages that they would pick up every single day. And that's a real problem. And that's going to happen again this year. And so if brands can, if you're doing it yourself, I would try to find ways to partner with regional carriers or, you know, work with a solution like ours. We're pushing so much volume through these regional carriers that will not have these limits and actually have at times even better performance. That's I think a huge concern that brands should have coming soon is, you know, can they actually get the carriers to pick up their items? And then of course, and this is where I don't know if it's too late or not, but just from the manufacturing side, I know that the cost of raw materials and ability to manufacture has been difficult. Getting boats to actually pick up your items and ship them over here to the US and actually get them off the docks in the US has been difficult. So it's been a lot from the supply chain side.
Yeah. And we've also kind of made some recommendations to a lot of brands too, that if, you know, the bulk of your stock is coming from China and there's just kind of some challenges on the supply chain side, it's like, do you have to put all your eggs in the China basket, so to speak? Is it possible to have things manufactured in Mexico? Is it possible to have things manufactured in Canada or the US? Maybe with an increased price, but maybe just kind of like a small pivot in branding and messaging, but then having kind of more local access to the goods and then still offer the manufacturing opportunities kind of more local is another way of almost like protecting your business, so to speak, instead of getting caught up with the supply chain kind of challenges. So let's talk about the future for ShipBob, because I'm always interested in, I understand it's been almost 2 years since I've interviewed you, but I just would love to understand more about the North Star, I guess, for the remainder of 21 and then beyond. Like, where do you see the ShipBob brand and just service offerings and technology, I guess, going into the future?
Yeah, so we want to make it as easy as it is for these merchants, just like it is with Shopify, where you launch your store and somebody in Vancouver or Southern California or anywhere in the world can easily access your website. We want it to be the same thing on the fulfillment side. So no matter who's buying it from you, we can get the product there fast and affordably. And so that's really the crux of it all. And then it's really expanding it out from there. And so moving forward, our focus area for this year and moving forward, a lot of it, we talked about omnichannel and selling across different channels and marketplaces. And so we'll continue to invest there. I don't see how brands are going to slow down there. And also you see these physical retailers like Target and others become more and more direct-to-consumer friendly and make big bets there. I don't see that slowing down at all. International, which we spoke about, you know, with Target, it's really in that B2B or that B2B2C. So maybe you're selling directly out of Target, or maybe you're selling through a Target.com. And then also I touched on a little bit, but the regional carriers is just a huge focus for us. And so how can we continue to expand our carrier network, which will allow us to get better pricing and faster shipping and better performance and offer that at scale to our customers? And so those are a lot of the items that we're focusing on this year and moving forward.
So Casey, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but so how can people learn more about ShipBob, I guess, and determine if now is the right time for a 3PL partner?
Yeah, go to ShipBob.com. Honestly, you can email me directly, carmstrong@ShipBob.com. Happy to answer any questions. I think before you talk to somebody, you should think through what are your must-haves? Is it faster shipping? Is it more affordable shipping? Is it global reach? Is it through certain marketplaces? What are the items you're shipping? Are they small things like an iPhone case, or are they large items like a mattress? And so just understanding just some of the basics of what you need, the pain points you're experiencing, and, you know, reach out. Like I mentioned earlier, we work with brands that are just getting started to those that are doing, you know, hundreds of millions in revenue. But I think it starts with people understanding their pain points and their unit economics to see what they can pay for, let's say, two-day shipping or fast shipping.
Beautiful. One thing I noticed too, and I'll put it in the show notes, is you have a really good downloadable PDF about how to choose a 3PL for your e-commerce business. You have a really great link. I'll put it in the show notes. It's a nice download because it really helps you ask and answer these sort of questions. Is now the right time? And it opens up some dialogue about maybe self-fulfillment is not the right solution for long-term scalability. Maybe understanding the marketing and building community is more important, and let people who really want to focus on the fulfillment side of it. So that's a really good shout out. Probably you and the team have put that together. So great piece of content.
Thanks, Steve. Definitely.
So thanks for coming on the show today. I really massively appreciate you getting on for your encore recording. One thing that I just want to make sure that, you know, everyone listening today to understand that, you know, Shopify really is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And I believe that, you know, based on today's recording, that ShipBob is also in tight alignment with really wanting to help Shopify brands to improve efficiencies for sure through outsourcing the fulfillment. I think that's an important part. I think growing revenue with, you know, the fast shipping, access to the big carriers and the regional carriers that you're talking about, these last mile delivery companies, I think it's really important. And I think overall that just builds this lifetime customer loyalty. So just once again, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge and your vision and, you know, just giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Hey, Steve, really appreciate you having me on, and let's definitely do this again soon.
All right. Sounds good. So have yourself a great day. Today's episode was made possible by Mesa, the easiest way to integrate any Shopify app with your online store. Now, Mesa allows you to create workflows that automatically carry out repetitive tasks and free up valuable time to focus on growing and scaling your business operations. You can set up email notifications, schedule tasks, delay workflows, all with the simplicity of Mesa's built-in features. Now, Mesa has a free and growing library of templates that will get you set up quickly with the most popular tasks for any growing business on Shopify. Now, you can try Mesa today for free, absolutely no cost. They have a 14-day free trial. So go check them out at getmesa.com. That's GETMESA.com. And their team of experts will support you on your journey of Shopify automation and improving efficiencies. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.